Welcome to everyone to a new show of Jet International Radio. My name is Alex Casares. I'm the co-founder of Grupo Barco. And here today, I have a real pleasure to interview one of the most famous solo sailors in the world, which is Didac Costa. Right now, Didac is in Le Havre, in the north of France, preparing a race. Hello, Didac. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Fine. Great to be here and in a few hours to start the next Transat Jacques Vabre.
Yeah. I can imagine that now is a time of nervous and preparing everything. So first of all, thank you very much to have this time for make that interview. And again, it's a real pleasure. I know that you don't have so much time, so let's start with everything. But the first thing I would like to talk is because during the end of October took place the release of the film Open Ocean, which basically shows your participation of the Vendée Globe 2016 and 2020. Mm-hmm. And how hard was the preparation and how many people were involved during the process in order you've been ready to stay in the start of the race. How was the moment and how you felt during the release of the film, surrounded with your family, friends, sponsors, etc.? How was that moment?
Yeah, it was very, very special. After almost a year after the Vendée Globe, no, to share again with the team and the family and the sponsors, no, who helped for do the Vendée Globe, and it was a good celebration and to remember these times, no, and the public really liked the movie and helps to discover the offshore sailing, no, that in Barcelona in Spain maybe is not a lot of know, no, about this sport, no.
Yeah, I remember when you sent me and you called me for the invitation of the film. I said, Alex, you know that you are in Palma, is it's a long trip for you or I remember that day that you say, Didac, forget it. Today we will take the ticket to fly to Barcelona, and for sure we'll be there for the presentation of the film, because I told to you and all the team, Laura and Nathan, that was a really fantastic film, really nice for everyone. We spent a very special time during the film. Also, we feel a lot of things during the, because as with the friend at the time we spent with you in the last Vendée Globe, so it was very, very special. I'm pretty sure that we have a very successful with the film in the future. That's the other question for you. Which are the plans with you and your team about the distribution of the film in the next month?
After the last session of the film, we want to the movie we'll have in cinemas in Barcelona starting in December. We don't know exactly the dates, but it will be in December, and we will go to some festivals, and in Celine Festival in San Sebastian, I think in the final of December. And we also show it in different cities, Palma, Mallorca, and maybe in other cities in Spain. Yeah, this is the plan for the next month for the film.
Yeah, it's good time to say what you say, basically, that we are preparing the team, you and your team together, the presentation of the relation of the movie here in Palma, probably in the beginning of January, in the beginning of the year, January, February. That depends how busy are you also.
And, nice.
yeah, will be a pleasure to see again the film here. So next, we can explain in following week exactly the date, and we will follow how you how is the how you are showing the this movie in Barcelona and the rest of Spain. Well, today you have finished a brief because tomorrow you start the race, the Jacques Vabre, one of the most famous races for sailing in the world, mm-hmm. the transat, crossing the Atlantic. The race starts tomorrow. Can you imagine you are nervous and to prepare everything? As we said, this is you are living from Leap. Where are you located now? Mm-hmm. So what is your personal and professional feeling sailing with Stéphane Le Diraison after sail alone during long time from now?
Yes, with Stéphane we sailing a little bit. We did the qualification course for the race and some training in Lorient. And before we did at the same time the Vendée Globe, and he's not in the same boat, but we know a little bit about his how he's sailing, no? And the feeling is very good. He's a quiet person. He knows very well the boat, and we have the experience of the Vendée Globe, no? And the goal is try to push the boat and do better we can do, no? I think both we have a good experience for trying to arrive to the limit of the boat. And well, we have experience to sailing a few weeks solo and double-handed. So I think it will be good the race.
So also, if I try to remind us, because when I was there in the when you arrived in the last Vendée Globe, mm-hmm. one of the first men that. When in your arrival was Stefan, I think that he was on the dock and he said mm-hmm. hello. And I remember you have a little, so I can imagine that with him you have a very good feeling. Huh?
Yeah, and not only at the end of the Vendée Globe, during the race we changed some message in the south and then in the Atlantic to come back to Les Sables. And it was a very good experience because we suffered the more or less the same low pressures, big low pressures, yeah. And I think that is a good thing to share, no? And maybe there is a link from these times, no? And then I think that is a one is the more important reason for I am here in Transat Jacques Vabre, no? We share a lot in the Vendée Globe, and then we speak when we finish, and he showed me the boat and I show my boat and it was great, and maybe it is the reason that I am here.
I remember the day that you've been each other in the other boat. That is one of the other questions that I would like to ask you, because that when yeah. you saw the boat, I remember you explained me, wow, this is because the Mocha Tank 4% is not the last generation boat, but also mm-hmm. it's a foiled boat, is more performant than Kingfisher. Mm-hmm. So can you explain me briefly which are your general sensations? I'm feeling sailing with time for oceans.
Yeah, the boat is a little bit modern than mine that I use in the Vendée Globe, and Stefan for the last Vendée did a big refit in the boat. He removed the ballast and he put foils. This is a first generation foils that. Not like the new boats uses now, but mm-hmm. It's more performance than my boat, and it's a boat that is more powerful, and so there is a big difference, no? And is a boat that is better than mine in all kinds of wind. No? So the level is very high too in the Transat Vabre because the boats are very modern and there is some new boat. But I think that we can go faster than the Vendée-Globe.
Well, anyway, it's no other way because you are like that, but now you have to push more than you have a faster boat as always. So that is it is one of the things that can be that you can enjoy or try to fight and push the boat to more than 100% in order you can go in a good position in the race.
It's the goal. And Stefan during the Vendée, he wanted to do better than his result, and he wants to do better. So it's very good for the motivation for the race for tomorrow.
That's fantastic. Now you are ready to start tomorrow the Jacques Vabre. After the race, Stefan and you have plans to follow racing together or just you plan it, just do this race? You have more plans or not?
No, we don't speak about this.
Step by step.
Yeah. He wants to do the next Vendée-Globe, Stefan, and me too. And his goal is to do the next Vendée with a better boat. But like other skippers like me, he's in train to find or to continue with his sponsor. I don't know. And for the next races, the next double handed races the important races is in 2023 that there is another edition of Transat Jacques Vabre, and for the next year the most important races are in solo are alone, so that is not a question that we speak, no, but maybe in the future if there is the opportunity it will be good, maybe. For me, it's perfect.
Another question, because from the point of view personally, because of course no, you don't need more experience sailing, or you don't need what you expect to obtain with this Jacques Vabre personally. What is your
personally is for me it's very good to continue sailing after the Vendée-Globe, and the last years I can do only the to win the gloves in IMOCA class, no? And before I did the Barcelona World Race, so is the first race in IMOCA class that is not a round the world race, no? So it's good to be to do some different things, no? And to race in a small race, only around 3 weeks of sailing, no? So it's a different way to sailing and point of view. And this is that I want to learn, no, to do a different race. I think is very good for me and for continuing learning to the IMOCA class and for the future, no, is very good for the searching for the sponsors for the next Vendée and for the IMOCA circuit for the next years.
It's impossible to interview to you, and in some point we don't talk about the Vendée-Globe, so let's talk now about the Vendée-Globe, which is become to Dita Costa. You were like a world recognized solo sailor. Now we can affirm a legend of the in Vendée-Globe of the world, because you are just the Spanish, you finish two times that Vendée-Globe, so we can say that you are a legend now. About the next project, 2024, where are you now with the project? There are already some sponsors interested. You have already have support.
The first thought is think about the qualification for the next Vendée. So it's a big difference than the last edition. So it's necessary to be in the circuit for the next year to do the route to Rome in the final of the 2022, and there is an important race in June in Les Sables, that is the Vendée Arctic race, and the goal is to have a boat ready for do these races for complete the qualification, no? And it's good to do this race tomorrow, the Transat Gravel, because it's qualificative too for the Vendée Globe. So we are in the good way for get the qualification. So the goal is to have a boat for at the beginning of the next year. And well, we speak with some interesting people, and we have to find the funds for have the boat and to cover the expenses for the race. No, we have an interest for a little sponsors than we that supported us in the last edition, but we have to find more for complete the goal for the next year. Yeah.
I know that the find sponsors for this project are so difficult. That's clear. But it's my feeling, and I can imagine that after finish two Vendée Globes, now you are in a better position to find more sponsors, or the sponsors are more interested in someone that he already finished he did three around the world, but two Vendée Globes. So hopefully that must help to you for sure to find a sponsor.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope that that it will be easy in the future. So there is a difference between the first edition of Vendée and the second, and there is more people interesting to sponsor. But we have to do another step, not to try to get maybe a big sponsor, no, and to do a project not only for the Vendée Globe, no, for many years, that is better for the sponsor too. It's not only one race, is for a lot of races. So it's you can do more things with a sponsor, and there are more opportunities for do the communications and the things that need the sponsor, no. So we will see. I hope that you have the reason of this, no, that it will be more easy to get the sponsor for the next Vendée Globe. Yeah.
Well, I'm very confident that for sure you will find you have some big sponsor to help to you, because it's a good opportunity also for the sponsors. And to show his name around the world. So well, for me it was the same when I was a little technical sponsor. But I think that was a fantastic time also for the brand, for Grupo Barco. I stayed there personally and professionally. So for a big brand, a big mark, is we can see, no, the different sponsors that are in the Vendée Globe. So hopefully you will find something as soon as possible, and we can follow supporting you on your technical partner there, and personally and also technical partner. You already showed the world that you are extraordinary solo sailor and with very high level. But do you? You will see you racing in a crewed racing boat with crew members, or in the future, or not? You already done in the past, but
I did some races in the last years and with a crew. I did some classic races like Nielsen race, Fastnet race, and some races near the Barcelona, and I like it very much, but it's not the same for me, but I think that if the crew is good and you have good feelings, it's very nice to sailing with people. So I have no problem with more people in a boat and for racing too. But I think that sailing alone or double-handed is a different thing that I love it, and if I can, I prefer to do a projects in solo racing. But for me, it's no problem, and it's a pleasure to do some races or sailing with people, and it's a very good thing too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, after well, you know that now that after I met you and we worked together in the last Vendée Globe. Now I start sailing again. I'm looking forward now the mini transat. We are looking for because I sailed with a little race with Pep Costa. We enjoy a lot, and after the race, I promised him and said, "Okay, now I think that I want to start also different level, but I'm well having something that in the past I was in my mind." But now it's time to start. So for sure, I will ask you many things, many questions. I will need your help. And
For me, it's a pleasure to share everything. And for sure, if you want to sail together, mm-hmm. for me, I would like to do with you some sailing or some races. Why not?
When I have the boat in Palma, I will call you and we will make some sailing days in the bay. And let's see. It's not possible to talk about Vendée Globe without make reference to Alex Thompson, who recently he announced that he will not take part of the next Vendée in 2024. This is for that personal reason, family. He already been five participation on the Vendée Globe. Now he is for sure is one of the more legendary racers in the Vendée. It's a shame and at the same time that he and it's very strange that we cannot see him on the dock during the next Vendée Globe. What do you think about it?
Yeah, he did a lot of races in the Imbolc class. I think that is the skipper that now has a lot of experience in Imoca, no? And I don't know, probably he's a little bit tired to do the circuit, no? And I agree that this is well, if you want to do on the top level is difficult, no? And maybe another reason that in the Imoca class there is a lot of new boats, a lot of projects and very competitive boats, and I think every year it's more difficult to be in the front of the fleet, mm-hmm. and I think that maybe there is a lot of reasons, no? And in the side of communication it was a very good thing for the Imoca, but I don't know. He said that maybe in the future he come back. So we will see.
Yeah, I think the same. After he the last Vendée, he suffered a lot, and probably he needs a little bit of rest. But for sure, sooner than later, he will be again on the start of the following Vendée, because I think that is with the same
like you. You have, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, Didac. I don't want to take more time off of, because I know you are very now preparing everything ready for tomorrow. From here, just from Palma, I want to give you all my support or everything for you. My wishes, you have a very good race with Stefan, that for sure you will enjoy a lot. So thank you very much to stay here today with us, and well, maybe when you finish the race, we will talk again and see how was the Jacques Vabre race.
Okay, thank you very much, and hope we'll see you soon. And for sure, for see the film of the Last Vendée, and we want to present the film in Mallorca. And in the future, also we have to sail together.
Okay, Ida, thank you very much for everything, and
thank you.
And again, all the wishes, and bye bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.